William Hinkle, spokesperson for Eversource. William, thanks for being with us, GMI Studios. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. Thank you for having me. I'm doing well. It's always a pleasure to speak to you, and I hope you're doing well as well.
I'm trying to get in the summer mode here, and I think we are. Well, I want you to break this down. Let's start with the average home electricity customer of yours. What should they expect? Why? Break it down, because you know this better than most. I want to kind of debunk some of the rates are going up because the cost of making electricity or buying it are going up, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, with people facing price increases for seemingly everything right now, we know it's not a welcome time to talk about the rising cost of electricity, but hopefully I can help clear up any confusion that there's been. So in its simplest terms, there are two sides of every electric customer's bill, both the electric supply side, which is the cost of the energy you use, and then the delivery side, which is the poles and wires that Eversource owns and the highly skilled labor that it goes into maintaining and maintaining reliability on the system and those types of services. So those two, there are these two sides of the bill, both driven by usage. And what the public conversation has been focused on is strictly on this electric supply side of the bill, because that's where we're seeing these significant increases. With New England's heavy reliance on natural gas, the rising cost of natural gas globally, which I know you've talked about on your program, driven from things like the war in Ukraine to extreme weather last year in gas-producing states here at home, any number of factors. That rising global cost of natural gas is having an impact here at home as well. In New Hampshire, we propose an updated supply rate to the New Hampshire Public Utilities Commission twice a year to be effective on February 1st and August 1st. So we recently submitted that proposal for the August 1st change to the Public Utilities Commission. And for the average residential customer, you know, people like your listeners, Jack, like my mother-in-law, who are listening to this, the typical residential customer who uses about 600 kilowatt hours a month, their supply rate is increasing from approximately 10.7 cents a kilowatt hour to a little more than 22 cents a kilowatt hour. And what they're going to see on their bill, if all things remain equal, would be an increase of about $70 due to that increase. Now, the story is a little bit different for our commercial customers. I think that's where some of the confusion arose yesterday. The number higher than 40 cents that may have been floating around is for our business customers, the supply rate changes on a month-to-month basis. That residential customer I just mentioned, that rate will be the same for the next 6 months. But on the business customer side, it's a little bit different, and it's month-to-month. And as we get out into January, for our largest commercial industrial customers, the rate would be higher than that 40-cent range that was mentioned. But an important thing to note here is that fewer than 10% of our large commercial and industrial customers in New Hampshire actually receive electric supply from us. They are already, getting their supply from alternative suppliers. So for most of your listeners, what's really important to remember and focus on is that 22 cents a kilowatt hour number I mentioned and the approximately $70 impact.
So and that for average users, William Hinkle, spokesperson for Eversource, about $70 a month impact is what you're estimating on average. I mean, it's going to, you know, obviously
right.
give or take depending on the household. Some may use more, some may use less. But what people realistically should budget for now going forward, and tell me when this starts, is probably another, and again, as you said, what people don't okay. want to hear, but another $70 on average per month for their electricity.
Right, and I want to be careful not to further confuse the issue. But one other thing that will be happening that you alluded to right before I came on is, you know, we are entering the summer months, so weather is going to be hotter, and people are most likely going to be using more energy as well. So as you're using more energy, you could see even more significant impacts. So we want to encourage folks to keep that in mind, and we have energy efficiency tips and solutions we'd be happy to talk about, as well to help manage use. But that's also an important factor to keep in mind here. And again, when folks actually see this is going to differ customer to customer. So With the approval of the PUC, the rate is effective for customers beginning August 1st. So it'll be for your bill that reflects usage beginning on August 1st. So that first bill you receive after August 1st, that captures any usage in August. For some customers, it will only capture a little bit at the beginning of the month, depending on where they are at the beginning of the billing cycle. But for the vast majority of customers, you'll start feeling that full impact by September.
Now, I know, William Hinkle, before we let you go, spokesperson for Eversource, I know this is a moving target, if you will. In other words, these rates, it depends on the world. I mean, it depends on the world at home and the world for you, and you can't have a crystal ball forever, but you must have really sharp analysts. When you speak with them and you look out a little bit, is this something, because I bring it back to gas and oil, William, you're a consumer, and let's just come back. I'm not sure if we're ever going to see in the next few years gas and oil prices for your home or at the pump, you know, coming down to the $220 level. I mean, I think they may come down, especially if we do more supply increases in the country, but that's a discussion for another day. But I think people have to brace themselves. This may be a while. On the utility electricity side, is it something that you see going out beyond 2023 at this point, or you can't look out that far?
You know, it's a great question, Jack, and we do have folks closely analyzing it because we're, you know, beholden to the market here, and the price that we pay on the market for our customers is the price that our customers see on their bill. So we're closely looking at this. You know, we operate also in Massachusetts and Connecticut. They actually change their rates on different schedules. They will be seeing their next change actually here in a few days, effective July 1st, because they went into market a little bit earlier than we did in New Hampshire this year. They didn't see as significant of an increase, but they were seeing these increases, you know, come into play as well. And so we're seeing the impacts region-wide, and we only expect those to continue at least through the end of the year as well. So it certainly is going to be a factor,
right,
you know, later in the year as we're out in market procuring supply for the February 1st change here in New Hampshire and the January 1st change in our other two states.
William Hinkle, thanks for coming on and being a good sport and explaining this and kind of walking through it. I'd love to get you on a more regular basis and open up that door. I appreciate it, William. Thank you very much on behalf of Eversource. Thank you.
And happy to do it, Jack. And if I could say one more thing, hopefully maybe tee up a future conversation. You know, we want our customers to know we're here to help. We encourage you to reach out and discuss about any assistance programs we may offer that could help anyone who may be struggling to pay their bill. And we could dedicate a full conversation to that topic.
Let's do
as
that.
Well, I know.
Let's do that in the next week or so. Thank you. After the 4th. Thank you, William.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jack.